You're listening to Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and I'm very happy to be joining you, alive and live. And I want to actually share with you a little bit of the interview of the Global Qigong Summit. A while back, I presented this event that was coming up. It has transpired. It was a beautiful event in which dozens of different teachers shared their wisdom and their experience with regard to Qigong, Chinese medicine, Tai Chi, and other kinds of philosophy related to the healing experience that we can get through these particular arts of expression, modes of healing. And I wanted to share with you a bit of the interview that I participated in. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Welcome to the Qigong Global Summit, a free online event featuring some of the world's foremost Qigong teachers, sharing simple yet powerful practices to cultivate abundant qi flow for succulent health, longevity, and inner harmony. Share this event with your friends and family, and come join us on Facebook at the Shift Network. And now your host, Sharon Smith.
Welcome, everyone. We're so happy that you're joining us today. I'm very excited to introduce our special guest, the founder of the Kunli Sheng Qigong Form, Qigong teacher and energy healer, Catherine Davis. Catherine has 29 years of experience as a Qigong teacher and a facilitator of meditation and energy healing systems. And she offers trainings and certification in several Qigong forms. Catherine is also the host and producer of Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium, and her new book, Harness the Natural Rhythms of Life, will be out in the spring of 2021. It's such a great pleasure to have you here to share your knowledge of Qigong and healing with us, Catherine. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, when I first started practicing Qigong many years ago, I had this very limited idea that Qigong referred only to exercises, physical exercises, that came primarily from China. But after a few years of practice, I realized that Qigong was more than exercise. And I know that you have said that Qigong is a way of life. What do you mean by that? And can you give some insights to our audience about how Qigong illuminates our entire life?
Yes. For me, Qigong has always been a way of life from the first moment that I encountered it. And it has a way of allowing us and teaching us to live in harmony with the natural world and to recognize that we are an integral part of the natural world. And our life force and our life energy comes through the same as everything else that's living, the same as the trees are growing naturally out of the earth, the same as the clouds floating gently through the sky, the same way that a bird is motivated to sing a song in the morning. When we tap into that inner sense of being and that connection with the true life force, that to me is what Qigong is about. And then we lay on top of that the different exercises that we can do that allow us to optimize that understanding and that knowledge of our integral self, that knowledge of how we feed the natural energies through our body, and then again, how to express that energy through our work, through our words, through our movements, through our creativity. So it's all very connected. And so by that, I mean that it really is a way of life. And so that when we get into the hustle and bustle of our life, we get very much distracted from who we are, from our true essence, and we get caught up in the moment. We get caught up in whatever the stress of the day is about, and we lose ourselves, and we end up being caught up into a treadmill. And Qigong to me is a way of, in the moment, remembering and realizing that we can shift ourselves back into that natural state. And then through that natural state, we can deal with whatever is going on in our life. So it's a way of endlessly bringing ourselves back to the core of who we are.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I think a lot of people often think of any kind of cultivation practice as something they do, you know, they have a 20-minute practice in the morning and then they go through their day, and that one thing has very little to do with the other. But I really understand what you're saying and how important it is to have that connection to the life force and let that life force flow through everything that we do and experience.
Very much so. And the exercises are really a way of cultivating and focusing. So if we go day after day after day without bringing ourselves back, we'll lose that capacity to just draw upon that well. But if we're practicing every day, that makes that muscle so much stronger that we can tap into that resource on a regular basis. And to me, that's what the practice is for.
Wow. And this form of Qigong that you originated, the Kunli Sheng?
Yeah, Kunli Sheng.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's part of the Tao, and it talks about how we are rising, that we are fundamentally rising into a higher state of being. And it's about taking the fundamentals of what we are and taking it gradually, step by step by step, motion by motion, into a state of evolution, self-evolution. And that's really what it's about. It's about rising into not so much the ether in terms of environment, but within ourselves, lifting to that state where we are most refined as we can be in this life. So the form itself is really a combination of things. It's movement, it's postures, it's breath, and it's tone. And so it takes you through a few stages of just fundamentally getting in touch with the flow inside of you, and then holding different postures, doing different movements. And then it goes from the postures to a more spontaneous form in which you're doing a dance. It's a little bit like being a dragon in the sky, and you're just sort of moving gently and breathing and toning. And it takes you into a state of, I won't say bliss, but real connection. So the first stage, you sort of release and let go of the old stuff. Then we stabilize ourselves and connect, and then we let go and fly.
Wow, I'd like to do that. So another thing that you talk about in your teaching is forming and reforming our body. And I'm interested to know what you mean by body. Is it physical? Is it energetic? Is it astral? What exactly are you referring to when you talk about this transformation of body?
Well, it's all of that, but it really is focused on the physical, because I find that we are empowered in the physical world, and this is where we see, we witness, we manifest. So it's about really embodying ourselves and being able to express ourselves in the world. But we do that by tapping into the fundamentals. So when we are reforming ourselves physically, let's say, or if we have either an emotional distress or a physical illness, And one of the strengths that I have is because I've spent a lot of time working with everyday real people who were not really knowledgeable about Qigong, but just had stress issues in their lives. And I worked for a long time at the Riverside Church in the Wellness Center, just working with people who were regular churchgoers, people who were from the homeless community. And it was people who didn't really have access to some of the best things that we might have access to, like organic foods and, you know, appropriate rest. There were people who were stressed out. And what I discovered is that as I work with them, that they could tap into their inner being for that same kind of nutritional resource that we can get, say, from organic foods or from having rest or all the things that they might not have in their life, by bringing their awareness into the body, into the lower dantian, into the internal circulation, they were able to restore themselves so that they would leave our class feeling much better, much more rested, revitalized in ways that was a surprise to them. But also it made me realize how powerful a resource Qigong is for everyday people. Not everybody wants to be a Qigong master or, you know, to be able to execute a full Tai Chi form or a full Qigong form. But there's fundamental principles, like when we go into the lower dantian, and that's the portal in the lower abdomen, that's considered to be the prenatal Qi. So that's the Qi that you were formed in when you were in your mother's womb. There was the chi of your parents, the chi of the natural world, and that's fundamentally what helped to sustain the birth of us from a fetus to a child. So there's a lot of information stored in the lower dantian. And so when we do our practice and go into that energy field, we begin to pull that energy and that information out, and it reminds our cellular structure what it's supposed to be like. So it begins to repattern the broken parts of our body and the broken parts of our energy according to the original design. And that's part of how Qigong practice works. So when we really empower the lower dantian and then start circulating that qi through our body, it goes through the major channels and it begins to impact our body moving up from the energy. So it goes from the energy, you know, into the blood, into the muscles, into the connective tissue. And it's a way of bathing with qi, but also it's not just to soothe the cells, but to teach them as they reproduce, how to reproduce according to the original design instead of just reproducing illness. So it literally can help us reform our physical body, as well as help us to reconnect on the other levels of spirit and consciousness. So there's a power within the qi, because the qi is not just energy, it's information.
Mm. What a beautiful articulation of an ancient principle, which is, you know, of course, jing leads to qi, qi leads to shen. So that was just such a beautiful and simple way of translating that ancient idea. So I'm curious to know, first of all, you've had this experience that you just shared with us of working with regular everyday people who have maybe what some people would call lifestyle issues, you know, the stress, the lack of good, healthy food, the lack of rest. Maybe they live in a place with noise pollution and air pollution. People have very different ideas about healing. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what healing is and how, I mean, you've mentioned already that Qigong practice can, you know, give the cells the kind of spark to come back to their original nature. Mm-hmm. But can you talk a little bit more about what healing is and how Qigong practice can help people who are on a particularly healing journey at this time in their lives?
Well, it can help on several levels. First of all, it helps people to manage just the stress of everyday living, to be able to breathe, to be able to really move in a way that is more successful for them in terms of not in terms of dollars and cents, but more successful in terms of feeling a sense of satisfaction, a sense of peace, a sense of inner knowing. So from my perspective, illness begins with that imbalance in the mind and the heart, in a sense of understanding who we are before it reaches the physical level. So if a person is living a life that's out of balance and they feel somehow deprived, or they feel somehow in a state of lack, or they feel somehow that they're not good enough, that's the core of the illness that might come later. So what Qigong is able to do is allow people to move out of that space as if they're looking at themselves, carrying the judgments from outside that they've learned. They can begin to separate that by knowing who they are truly on the inside. And to me, that's really the path to healing, to be able to understand the inner beauty that you are, the inner strength that you are, the real value that you bring to the world. And the way to do that, in my opinion, is when we connect to the natural world. When I look out the window and I see this beautiful tree, I don't need to know what kind of tree it is to know that it's a beautiful tree. If I'm sitting in the park and I'm shaded by the tree, I can appreciate that shade. I don't need to know if it has fruit or if it's in any other way productive. And so, by engaging with nature, we begin to look at ourselves in that way and say, okay, well, it's my nature to be humorous. So that's the shade under the tree that I can offer in my life, because I have a sense of humor. I make people laugh. Or it could be, well, what's inside of me? I really like to cook for people. I really like to take care for people. That brings me joy. It brings them joy. So we begin to look at ourselves from the perspective of what's coming through us naturally as a result of who we are, and looking at the impact of that in the world, the same as we would look at, a cloud putting rain into a field to grow fruit. What we give out into the world, our energy is like that rain that we nourish things with so that it can grow, but we also have to nourish ourselves so that we can grow. And to me, that's really what we are doing when we're moving out of it just being an exercise or a practice. We're looking at ourselves in context of the natural creation and what kind of being we are. A pineapple is a pineapple, an apple is an apple. So we're a human being, I'm a human being, you're a human being. We just have to discover for ourselves what kind of fruit we are in the world.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And to me, that's how we heal, by beginning to understand that, the fact that somebody, some boss somewhere, decides that we're not good enough to take notes and whatever it is, then I think the question to ask ourselves is that the universe telling me that I need to be doing something else, or does that mean I'm incapable? So it takes the conversation to a different level. And that's why the Qigong is, it's this practice that puts you in touch with a part of you that over time just becomes more assertive. Mm-hmm. So your sense of self becomes stronger, your rootedness to the earth becomes stronger, and then if somebody comes with some aggravation, you're just like a tree, you just move out of the way and push it back. So you begin to use the Qigong practice as the martial art of life, so that when things happen around you, you assess it and say, well, what is this telling me? Is this telling me that I need to pay more attention to my creativity? Does this mean, you know, so the idea is to really be rooted in who you are, who I am, who we are, in a natural way, and to live our life from that strength.
Yeah, I totally am with you on this. And I think this kind of understanding of Qigong practice really brings Qigong into a place of activism. Because when you really get in touch with your strengths and you know how to push hands with the world and you know how to connect to your deepest sources of nourishment and creativity, then you change and your environment changes. So I love this idea, you know, that floats around in Qigong circles, that Qigong is free medicine and transformative medicine. So thank you for sharing that insight. And I'm interested to know, and I think probably many of our listeners might be interested in this as well. You know, some people live in cities where, you know, you and I live in New York City. For us to connect with nature means opening up to, first of all, being very intentional about it, you know, going to the park every day, walking to the river, you know, connecting to the sounds of the birds, and so on. But for a lot of people, it really has to do with the imagination. And I'm wondering if you can talk about how to connect with nature.
Well, that is one of the reasons that the Qigong practice is so powerful, because you become a recognized part of nature. So you don't think of nature as being something other than yourself. And so you realize that you are a part of nature. I remember one of the experiences I had that really gave me this is I was gung-ho with a campaign. I'm going to go to the park every day and I'm going to do my meditation. And then the next day it was storming and I was like, oh no, I can't go out. And then I'm like, wait, nature, the same air that's in the park is the same air that's around me inside my apartment. The same ground of my floor is the same ground that was made out of nature, a wood floor or whatever kind of floor. And so I began to understand that what we're working with is just a matter of perception and how we see it and how we experience it. So imagination is a big part of that. So if you're standing on the ground and you're doing an exercise to ground and you can send your chi into the earth and create roots in the earth, you don't have to actually be on the earth to do that. You could do that from a skyscraper, because it's really the what's happening inside of you that matters. And the real magic of it is that you'd feel the energy coming back. So it's a matter of connecting energetically between your awareness and the natural awareness. And that's how we use our imagination to connect, whether in an apartment or whether in the countryside. Because there may be a time when we want to connect with a star. We may want to connect with a moon. So we want to be able to imagine ourselves actually lifting ourselves up into the solar system, and so that we can expand and become like a star in the solar system and really begin to feel that celestial energy and that celestial movement. And then we can draw that back into our physical body, into our awareness, so that we have such a greater expansiveness to our perception of who we are.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm feeling like I'm expanding. And I'm remembering some meditations that I've had in airplanes where I felt the earth energy rising up through my feet, even though I'm up in the sky. So I know that it's a kind of a muscle that you exercise to connect, you know, to feel yourself as as merging with this cosmic reality or the universal forces. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true. And I think what happens after a while, you begin to realize that there just is no separation. You know, even if we may be in a skyscraper or we may be in an airplane, we're still an earthling. We're still made of the same substance as the earth. Uh-huh. We're still made of the same substance as the stars. So we are that, and that is us. So it's a matter of shifting our perception and our capacity to be creative in how we think and how we relate to things. And that's a way to really use the imagination, is to pretend that you are those things. So what would it feel like to be a tree? You know, to sit there and to have the wind just blowing through your branches and you can move smoothly as a tree? Or what does it feel like to, you know, perhaps be under the water and be a turtle and moving through the water? And that's really where Qigong comes from. It comes from that shamanic kind of practice where the old masters would look at animals and see their traits and see what they were doing to make sure their lives were strong and healthy and they were in harmony. So the original practices were patterned after these animals so that humans could take on those capacities. And so when you think about that, as you're doing your practice, you want to really feel that, embody that. So if you're moving under the water, you really want to swim. You want to feel yourself moving like a turtle or like a fish or a serpent. You want to really get into that space. And as you play with the energies and the representations, it draws you deeper into the capacity to not just imagine it, but to embody it in a way that you can understand on a cellular level, on a spiritual level. And it's a lot like being a child, and that's fun too.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah, to have that liberty and that freedom to be in that space of playfulness and mm-hmm. freedom in movement, freedom in thought. This can really affect a person's disposition and their actual stance in the world, their emotional disposition, don't you think?
Absolutely, it does. And I think one of the things that I've noticed is that it's important to acknowledge where you are. So you don't go into it from the perspective, oh, I need to be all peaceful and love and light. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're sad. Sometimes we're aggravated. Sometimes we're frustrated. So if you start your practice without having that caveat, oh, I need to be all good to make use of it. No, you go into it and say, you know, my heart is broken today. So maybe you want to do a practice that's going to really move and heal the heart. Mm-hmm. Or you want to heal the heart. Or if you're recognizing that, oh, I'm having trouble with my digestion, or I'm having trouble with my knees, whatever it is, you go into the practice being honest with yourself for where you are, and then you start moving that energy in a way that will release the stress, release the tension, and as that goes, the natural flow begins to take its place. And then we can have that natural practice that is a remedy for us, that's healing for us in an everyday way. So it's about being honest, really honest about where we are, and not thinking that we should be this or we need to do that, but to just say, you know, this is where I am. Mm-hmm. What can I do to nourish and heal from this place of where I am? And that's the first step. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the journey.
Thank you for that. So we have some time now, and I'm wondering if you could share with us a short practice that might be useful for a lot of people right now who are in a fear space about the COVID-19 situation, or about economics, or whatever their particular a story, the particular story that might be affecting their emotional equilibrium. If you could share with us a short practice that we could do, I think our audience would be so grateful.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. So I'm going to move back a little bit so perhaps you can see me better. Okay, so I think I got a little bit of space here. All right, so let's start. For a lot of people who are doing Qigong practice, we want to really just give ourselves a chance to relax and ground and be connected to the earth. So we always start with our feet comfortably apart, about shoulder width. And for this, I want you to bring the toes just ever so slightly closer together and the heels a little bit further apart, just a tiny bit. And then bend your knees slightly, or if you're sitting down, and then press down on the lower spine, pushing down towards the earth. And then allow your torso to lift up slightly, and just push the shoulders back ever so slightly so that the chest is just a bit open. And in this current time, one of the most important things for us to do is to really breathe deeply. So we want to breathe, but we're going to start breathing from the lower dantian. Three fingers below your navel, where the lowest finger touches your body into the center, is the lower dantian. So bring your awareness to the lower dantian. And we want to focus our palms, the Lao Gong, into the lower dantian. Bring the middle finger in to touch the Lao Gong. And then turn that palm in to face your lower dantian, both palms. And the arms are slightly lifted from the body. And we're just going to move into a gentle breath practice using our arms and our whole body. So as you inhale, pull the arms out a bit. Exhale, bring the hands closer in. And if you've ever made bread or seen someone knead dough, maybe at the pizza shop, they squeeze it and then open up and squeeze. And this is kind of what we're doing with our qi. Preparing it to expand and rise with these breaths. So inhale, open up. Exhale, bring the hands back. Inhale, open up. Exhale, bring it back in. And then we're going to gradually open our arms a little bit more. Inhale, opening them up to the sides. Arch your back, opening the chest. Inhale deeply. Exhale, bow the back. Pull the hands back in. And so let's open up again. Allowing the chest to shift, opening the chest. And exhale, pulling the shoulders forward. That's great. And then let's open our arms out to the sides. Lift the fingertips with the palms out. And let's expand to the sides. So pushing your hands out as we inhale. Exhale, drawing it back. Inhale, stretching out. Inhale, coming in. Inhale, stretching out. Inhale, coming in. Let's relax our arms down to the sides and take a moment and feel the energy in your palms. Feel the energy inside the hands. And allow your hands to be aware of each other as we lift a ball of chi in front of our body. And we're going to gently lift the chi above our heads. And as you're doing this, you can visualize that chi rising like the sun above your head. And then let's stretch up as if we're diving up into that radiance. Take a deep inhaled breath. And then exhale, relax your whole body. And send the chi through the Bai Hui, the crown. And then we bathe the energy back through our body. And you could take the time and send the energy wherever you'd like to send it. And then we can bring our hands back to the lower dantian. And generally speaking, women touch the body first with the right hand, put the left on top, men with the left hand right on top. But bring both hands over the lower dantian. Relax your lower back so that it's a semi-squat, not quite all the way down, but you want the knees slightly bent and the buttocks tucked under. And breathe into your back, lower back. And breathe into your hips. And then we can gently relax, bringing ourselves back to the sides. And just take a few deep breaths. Take a nice deep inhaled breath. And relax as you exhale. Taking another deep inhaled breath. And release. Taking one more deep, deep inhaled breath. And surrender. Let everything go. And then we could shake everything around to wake up our body a bit more. And we always pat down at the end. And this, what this does is it not only does helps with the lymphocyzing, but it also creates a buffer field around your body. It's always nice to do this after a Qigong practice. So that was just a little sharing.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a great example of how just a few minutes of Qigong practice can be so refreshing, you know. Very refreshing.
Oh, good. Yeah, and that's what I mean by, you know, some people, I remember when they used to smoke, they used to run outside to get a smoke break. Well, we can take 5 or 10 minutes and have a chi break.
Exactly.
You know, find a nice little space, you know, sit a nice little planter on your desk, and you could even be in your own cubicle and breathing. And connecting to the natural world so that when you have to deal with things again, you're a little bit more fortified.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was just great. So, Catherine, do you have Anything you want to share with our audience, an upcoming online event or a new program, or I know that you have a book coming out. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is to connect on the website. You can join my mail list there. And the Qigong website is qigongonline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net. So I have other websites. I do a radio program. But all of the sites have all of the connections. So if you look for Heart of Mind Radio, you'll find me there too.
Great.
And I have an ongoing class every Thursday morning at Studio Maya in Brooklyn. And we're working on providing other things online as well.
Great. So I also want to remind our audience that if you would like to have access to all the recordings of the Qigong Global Summit, that you can upgrade your package at qigongglobalsummit.com/upgrade. And not only do you have access to the recordings, but you have access to a lot of bonus material. And I believe Catherine has some bonuses in the upgrade package, so that would also be nice for you. So given what we've talked about today, Catherine, what is the one thing you would like to leave us with today, or a particular thing that our listeners can do to make changes in their own lives?
Right here and right now. I would say the most important thing is to let everyone know that you have a resource and a power that's inside of you. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go anywhere for it. It's just a matter of tapping inwardly to this inner resource that draws upon all the natural powers that allow everything to grow and flourish in the world. And by doing that, we can gradually, step by step, make the other changes we want to make, follow the path to healing, and really transform our health and our lives. It's a very, very powerful resource. I think people will enjoy this whole program. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a very timely event. So I'm so grateful that you were here to join us, and I appreciate and feel gratitude for this very informative and enlightening and sensitive session with Catherine Davis. And I thank all of you for listening.
And thank you very, very much from my heart to yours.
You're welcome. All of our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Qigong Global Summit, brought to you by the Shift Network. To learn more, visit QigongGlobalSummit.com. To join our global community of people awakening to their divine humanity and taking inspired action, visit TheShiftNetwork.com. Thank you again for gathering with us and for sharing this healing path with your friends and family.
that was the spirit of Rumi, and the name of the piece is Don't Go Back to Sleep. We will resume that song if we have time. And I just wanted to let you know as a reminder that you were listening to an interview that was part of the Qigong Global Summit, a free online event featuring Qigong masters, doctors, and practitioners who provide you with deep insights into Qigong, Tai Chi, martial arts, and traditional Chinese medicine to expand your life force for greater vitality, creativity, and longevity. For more information, you can go to QigongGlobalSummit.com. And this particular recording actually belongs to the Shift Network. But I have permission to share it, so I did. And if you want more information in general about this work and other work, you can go to theshiftnetwork.com. I wanted to share a little bit more about the work that I've been doing, really on myself. I learned all of this by way of having the need to cultivate and to build, support, and sustain life. But the form we were speaking of is Kun Li Sheng. And Kun, I attribute to the law of love. And the affirmation that goes with that is, I allow a receptive and formative quality of being available and nurturing. Li, which is the law of light, I am expanding consciousness, is the affirmation to go with that. And Shang is the law of movement. I am expanding consciousness. So it's a way of interpreting and understanding the Tao, and that the Tao is that whole philosophy that accompanies yin yang, that understanding of the Tao, the yin, the yang, and how they circle and weave into each other. And the Kun Li Sheng form is largely cultivated through the cycles of nine stages of self-transformation. And those cycles are feel, accept and experience the state of your being. Balance, explore and discover the center and flow. Transform, allow and observe as changes occur. Act, follow through on inspiration and guidance. Anchor, weed old habits and plant new seeds. Blossom, awaken to the power and majesty of your heart. Radiate, create, create, and create. Integrate, meet the quantum facets of self, the I am. Soar, live the life of your dreams. And those are the nine stages as offered in this cycle of initiation through this form, Kun Li Sheng. So it's what I have been following and what I have used to sustain, and it's what I teach through. So even if I'm teaching something not related to Qigong, I use these same principles. In this process, we are encouraged to pull away from the false self engendered by the pressure of mass consciousness, in order that we not feed our energies into the miscreations of violence and fear, and rather build new vistas of experience and relations rooted in the truth of our being. The question is, have we the courage to accept, forgive, and love ourselves in the full knowing that we are, you are, in divine partnership and co-creation? The world we create is fueled by the power of Source. What will we do with it? Unblind and unbind from the story you inherited and have fed into so that you may realize and actualize the fullness of being. So I'm reading this to you from my website. It's qigongonline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net. And you'll find this information. There are a lot of videos embedded into it, so I invite you to go ahead and take a look at it. There's even a video on the site, Descending Excess Qi from the Head. So there's a little tutorial on there, a lot of affirmations. And I built this site a number of years ago, and it's still there. And you can also find out more about what's going on right now and how you can engage and participate. I think we're going to go to Bridge Over Troubled Water, from the best of Simon and Garfunkel. Stay tuned.
Silver girl, sail.